This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it's 9 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show. We join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn was up 1 3/4 to 362 3/4. July corn was up 2 to 371 1/2. And September corn was also up 2 to 379 1/2. May soybeans were up 3 1/2 to 898 3/4. July beans were up 3 3/4 to 912 1/2. And August beans were up 3 3/4 to 918. May Chicago wheat lost 5 cents down to 459 1/2. July wheat was down 5 1/4 to 463 1/4. And September wheat was down 4 to 471 1/4. Soybean meal for May was up $3.10 to $311 a ton. July bean meal was up $3.10 as well to $314.70. And August bean meal was up $2.90 to $315.80. Finally, May soybean oil was down 14 cents to $28.81. July bean oil was down 17 to $29.11. And August bean oil was also down 17 cents to $29.27. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Monday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Monday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Lincoln Country grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 cents higher at 320 to 348. Soybean bids are up 3 cents at 806 to 850. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents higher at 335 to 351. Soybean bids are up 3 to 4 cents at 839 to 860. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents higher at 329 to 360. Soybean bids are up 4 to 5 cents at 834 to 860. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 cents higher at 864 to 881. Base was a steady at 3518 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck base is offered at 293 to 301 a ton, up $3.10 a ton, with basis unchanged at 1800 to 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 cents higher at 348 to 367. With basis steady at 1500 to 4 over the March. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 cents higher at 355 to 359, with basis up 2 at 800 to 4 over the May. Soybeans ended up 6 cents at 856 to 863, with basis up 2 at 4300 to 36 under the May. New crop wheat prices are down 5 cents at 433 to 453, with basis steady to 3000 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents higher, 374 to 376. These elevators raised their soybean prices 4 cents, quotations at 880 to 882. So if we close down 5 cents at 492 to 497, and Milo ended the day up 2 cents at 380 to 381. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 333 to 360. Soybeans at 846 to 876. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 347 to 362. Soybeans at 866 to 888. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 328 to 366. Soybeans at 858 to 889. And June-July wheat at 434 to 467. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for April were down 25 cents to 126.30. June live cattle gained 2 pennies to 121.47, while August live cattle were up 12 cents to 118.32. April feeder cattle were up 25 cents to 145.67. May feeders were up 52 cents to 151.02. And August feeders were up 45 cents to 159.15. Finally, May lean hogs were up 47 cents to 90.07 per head. June lean hogs were down 20 cents to 98.30, while July lean hogs were up 20 cents to 101.55. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield once more this morning for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 13 cents higher, in a range of 67 to 78.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 76.38. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow prices were $3 to $4 higher, with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 40 to 44, 4 to 5 weight at 43 to 47, 5 to 6 weight at 45 to 50, and over 600 pounds, $48 to $53. In the Illinois direct hog trade, prices are barrels and gilts. Country buying points were $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $46 to $54. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled $24,590. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice heifers on live basis traded at $125 to $128. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established, with 263 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.04, which is $1.33 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $230.98, which is $2.23 higher, while select carcasses are $221.22, which is 20 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 121,000 compared to 120,000 last week and 115,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000 compared to 475,000 last week and 461,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, Auburn, and Jerseyville. By the Litchfield National Bank. And by the CHS Service Center, farmer-owned with global connections. And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Higher limits are now available for USDA's farm loans, which will help producers with ever-increasing capital needs. Farm Service Agency Administrator in Washington, D.C., Richard Fordyce, says the 2018 Farm Bill increased the amount of producers could borrow for farm operating loans, which assists producers in paying for expenses like machinery, equipment, seed, livestock, and feed.
Congress in the new Farm Bill raised the direct operating loan limits. So the direct operating loan would be a loan that a borrower would work directly with FSA and borrow directly from FSA. And those operating loan limits went up $100,000 from $300,000 to $400,000. And then the guaranteed operating loan limit, which you would use a commercial lender and we would guarantee that loan, went up from $1.43 million to $1.75 million.
He says the Farm Bill also raised farm ownership loan caps, which help producers become owner-operators of family farms and can benefit farmers looking to improve and expand current operations.
The direct farm ownership loan increased from $300,000 to $600,000, so that doubled the limit on that. And then the guaranteed farm ownership, working with a commercial lender, and we guarantee the loan. Same numbers there, $1.429 million was the old limit, and it has been raised to $1.75 million. So Congress took care of this issue for us. As we know, the capital required to farm these days, and this is a little more in line of some of those requirements.
Farmers and the lending community had asked for higher limits, and Fordyce says they are especially helpful with the current economic climate in agriculture, combined with additional financial needs tied to the recent disasters.
We're seeing, more demand for credit, whether it's operating or farm ownership loans, and a higher demand, a higher need for us to step in and provide a guarantee if the producer is using, a commercial lender. So the fact that the limits have gone up, I think, is more representative of the economic situation that we have in agriculture, meaning that the need for capital is higher.
The FSA also made changes in microloans and emergency loans. Producers can receive both a $50,000 farm ownership microloan and a $50,000 operating microloan. Previously, they were limited to $50,000 combined. These provide credit for small, beginning, and niche farms. Farmers can get more information at their local FSA office. The Departments of Agriculture and Transportation are providing federal relief for parts of Iowa damaged by spring flooding. The USDA announced Monday that the Farm Service Agency offices in six southwestern Iowa counties are now accepting applications for the Emergency Conservation Program. Last week, FSA also announced that emergency grazing use of Conservation Resource Program acres is approved in Iowa through May 14th. Similar measures have been approved for Nebraska's producers as well. Meanwhile, the Department of Transportation has made $9 million of emergency quick release funds immediately available from the Federal Highway Administration. The funds are to help repair Iowa roads damaged caused by flooding. Requests for emergency relief funding for transportation repairs have reached approximately $90 million. The quick release funds are intended as a down payment on the cost of short-term repairs, while further damage assessment for long-term repairs takes place. A major thoroughfare that connects Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska, Interstate 29, remains closed primarily due to extensive flood damages in Iowa. Moving on in other national ag news, the U.S. pork industry is asking Congress to fund hundreds of more border inspectors as the Trump administration redeploys customs agents from ports of entry to the open border, forcing inspection slowdowns. Long delays at the border coming north, in some cases 5 to 10 hours, is raising concerns Mexico might slow down commercial traffic headed south. National Pork Producers President David Herring.
We do have a concern. We probably export about 40% of our hams to Mexico. They like U.S. pork. So it's concerning, and we would like to keep the border open freely, if anything, speed it up so commerce can work back and forth like it should.
The administration at last count had moved some 545 customs and border protection inspectors to the open border to help with a flood of migrants crossing illegally. That's prompted herring and pork producers to seek relief.
We've already requested for 600 new customs and border protection inspectors. You know, they need more help on the border.
MPPC Chief Veterinarian Liz Wagstrom.
They've identified that they need 3,000 agricultural inspectors. They're right around 2,400, give or take a few. We'll work forward. It's going to be a long-term process. We hope to get incremental progress as we go forward.
But given the bitter political fight between President Trump and congressional Democrats and infighting amongst Democrats over border security solutions, any progress seems distant. Trump now plans to order more troops to the border. In an update on the 2018 Farm Bill, the Department of Agriculture has provided target dates for dairy programs. In the announcement, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue stated, "We still have a lot of work ahead of us," but added the USDA is diligently working on completing the process. Specifically relating to dairy in Title I of the Farm Bill, the USDA says the Farm Service Agency will begin offering reimbursements to eligible producers for dairy margin protection program premiums paid between 2014 and 2017 by May 1st. The Office of the Chief Economist has entered into an agreement with the University of Wisconsin to develop a dairy margin coverage decision tool that will be available to producers by May 1st as well. The FSA will open sign-up for the new dairy margin coverage program beginning June 17th, providing coverage retroactive to January 1st of 2019, with applicable payments following soon after enrollment. Additionally, the USDA says agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage program elections by producers for the 2019 and 2020 crop years should be available beginning in September of this year. In local livestock news, we have the latest results from the Greenville Livestock Auction's latest sale this past Wednesday, April 10th. There were total receipts of 776, 578 were in cattle, 198 were in sheep and goats. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 lower on high choice and $2 lower on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded unevenly steady on the high choice and $1 lower on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded $5 to $8 higher on medium large 1 to 2s and $6 to $7 higher on the unvaccinated, unweaned to short-weaned calves and medium short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded $4 to $8 higher on better cows and $1 to $4 higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded steady to $1 to $2 higher. And remember, as always, you can catch the full report along with many others on our website at WSMIRadio.com. Continuing on in local news, state conservationist Ivan Dozier has announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service will offer funding in Macoupin County for the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Project through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. NRCS partners with the American Farmland Trust to help producers address resource concerns such as degraded water quality and soil erosion. Producers can apply for assistance through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, to implement practices such as drainage water management, denitrifying bioreactors, saturated buffers, cover crop, and nutrient management, as well as no-till. The project focus is to improve water quality in the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed located in portions of Macoupin County. The NRCS's RCPP funding is available to Macoupin County producers whose land is located in the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed. To take advantage of this conservation funding opportunity, interested producers should submit applications by the cutoff dates of this Friday, April 19th, and Friday, May the 17th. However, NRCS encourages producers to submit applications at any time to the NRCS Carlinville Field Office because they are accepted throughout the year. To apply, eligible producers should contact the NRCS Carlinville Field Office in Carlinville by phone at 854-2626, extension 3. And finally, in local ag news, the U of I Extension will be hosting an ABCs of Blackberries workshop to be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. You can join University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents all the basic concepts for growing blackberries. This program is scheduled to take place next Wednesday, April 24th, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. Please pre-register on their website by visiting go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Hillsboro Extension Office at 532-3941. Deadline to register is by Tuesday, April 23rd. For this Tuesday morning, April 16th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.